your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies around 80. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the mid-60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, then clearing skies in the afternoon, upper 70s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. Right now, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a Salina man lost his life in a two-vehicle crash on a western Kansas roadway. That accident happened Wednesday afternoon on I-70 near Colby when a westbound car driven by 75-year-old Frank Herman briefly went off the roadway, then crossed both westbound lanes and collided with an eastbound pickup truck. Investigators say Herman died at the scene. The driver of the truck, a 27-year-old woman from Breckenridge, Colorado, was seriously injured. The patrol says both drivers were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. Another school district in Kansas shut down due to COVID-19. USD 481 Hope White City Schools announced they would be canceling all classes and activities beginning today. The district said much of the student body has been exposed to at least one positive COVID-19 case. Classes and activities are set to resume 1 week from this coming Monday. Rick Averett with your Friday Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A Texas law that bans most abortions has providers and advocates preparing for an increasing number of women traveling to other states to end their pregnancies. Clinics are gearing up to boost an aid network meant to ensure that women can access the procedure even if it's outlawed in their home state. The Texas law that took effect this week bans abortion once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, typically around 6 weeks. In states like Kansas and Colorado, where abortion is more accessible, providers and aid organizations said they are already seeing more inquiries from women in Texas. Another Kansas school district shuttered due to COVID-19. USD 481 Hope White City Schools announced that they will be canceling all classes and activities as of today. The district said much of its student body had been exposed to at least one positive COVID-19 case. KWCH-TV reports classes are set to resume a week from this coming Monday. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Police in Grand Island say a local man was killed when the motorcycle he was driving during a street race with another motorcycle crashed into the side of a sport utility vehicle. The crash happened Monday night in South Grand Island, throwing 29-year-old Mark Miller Jr. from his bike. Miller was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Grand Island Police Captain Jim Dering says investigators determined that Miller and another motorcycle were racing on Locust Street when Miller's motorcycle hit the passenger side of the SUV that was turning left. The SUV driver was not injured. Police say the other motorcyclist left the scene before they arrived. University of Nebraska-Lincoln Chancellor Ronnie Green promising changes to help prevent sexual assaults on campus. Green this week told leaders of the university's student government the changes will include better and mandated training for students and adding a director of education on sexual misconduct to the Center for Advocacy Response and Education. Mid-America Network News.
Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, Laura Howard, invites you to raise awareness for Elder Abuse Awareness Month this June. Speak up for the millions of older adults and people with disabilities who experience abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation every year who can't or won't speak for themselves. If you or an elderly person you know is being abused, contact the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Positive COVID cases and hospitalizations were each down a couple as of Thursday in Marshall County, with 32 active and 3 that remain hospitalized. The health department reports giving over 130 vaccinations and conducting nearly 100 tests so far this week. Marshall County ranks 9th in the state in vaccination rates at 56%, Washington County 20th at 50%. COVID issues have hit home as the Valley Heights Mustangs forced to cancel their season opener Friday with Marysville. Valley Heights began and ended the season last year on a quarantine. The action was prompted with a positive case in the high school and now 2 active in the elementary. USD 498 Thursday advising they are currently recommending but not mandating masks within school facilities. Protocols were also outlined. In addition to the cancellation of the home opener with Marysville, the Valley Heights JV game, September 6th and 13th, have been suspended. The Valley Heights varsity game at Jeff County North, which was scheduled September 10th, has been tentatively moved to Saturday, September 11th at 2 p.m. Marysville High football team will then travel to Beloit Friday for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Beloit had their season opener canceled as Republic County suspended all sports practice and activities the rest of the week, and classes for students in grades 6 through 12 at Belleville called off until at least Tuesday. Elementary classes continue to meet. The district did not specify how many cases or quarantines were involved. Lynn Bulldogs Thursday had Rock Hills cancel their season opener, and an alternate game for Lynn with Solomon Friday has been scheduled instead. A public forum was held Wednesday evening in Blue Springs for Southern School District patrons to outline details of a proposed $2.89 million bond issue facing voters on a mail-in ballot. A new gym, 2 classrooms, outdoor basketball courts, and drainage improvements to the elementary building, which was built in the mid-70s, are being considered. Some 20 people in attendance were advised that the measure is expected to add around 4.5 cents per $100 in property valuation to the tax rolls annually over a 20-year term. Mail-in ballots are due at the Gage County Clerk's Office by 5 p.m. September 14th. Some 8,000 visitors reportedly turned out for the Wall That Heals display in Marysville last week. The 4-day exhibit was the only stop in Kansas and among 30 on a nationwide tour, which continued on to Colorado. Jackson County, Kansas authorities arrested a Marysville man, John Ray Crow, Tuesday afternoon north of Holton on drug charges. He and another unidentified man were reported as suspicious and were later found at the Holton Hospital, where Crow was arrested on charges of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia possession. The Palmer community celebrates the annual Palmer Labor Day Fun Day Monday, with activities beginning this weekend. Softball tournament Saturday and Sunday. A gun show Saturday runs 9 to 4 at the Palmer Community Building. And Lucas Maddie and the Kansas Cartel Band perform last Saturday evening. Sunday, a dunk tank begins at 2, cornhole at 4 with a beer relay between softball games. Monday activities include a trap shoot and fishing tourney beginning at 9, car show 9 until 1, craft show from 9 until 2, cakewalk, RC car derby, bingo, quarter carnival runs 10:30 till 1:30, kids games begin at noon, a parade in Palmer Monday afternoon starts at 2:30. Full schedule and list of events is listed on the Palmer, Kansas Facebook page. Daniel A. Little, age 40, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Danny Little. Raymond W. Pettinger, age 98, of Burchard, passed away August 29th. A graveside service is planned Tuesday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Burchard. Visitation Monday, noon until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Pettinger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, beans, coleslaw, and peaches. Closed Monday, Tuesday's menus, lasagna, garlic bread, green beans, apricots, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Average high temperature early September, 85. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 62. The record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 7:55. Sunrise in the morning, 6:58. We received another half inch of rain here at the studios in Marysville. Overnight.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area that will continue into tonight, lingering into tomorrow. Once the system moves out, it looks like beautiful weather towards the end of Labor Day weekend into Monday. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Temperature wise, not bad. We'll see temps in the upper 70s, lower 80s. We'll start to see a little bit warmer temperatures as we head into Monday and into Tuesday. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies, high of 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, clearing skies in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 57. For Sunday into Labor Day, sunny skies in the 80s. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
72 with a cloudy overcast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 3rd of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Kester House Museum will sponsor a craft workshop in the gardens this Saturday for students in grades 1 through 6. Potter Sue Etlamacki will be leading them in making clay birds, which she will then fire for later pickup at South Hill Pottery. Grades 1 through 3 will meet from 9 to 10:30 and 4 through 6, 10:30 to noon. Call 562-8296, 562-8296 to sign up for the craft workshop this Saturday.
Cubs win in an unlikely fashion and the return of college football. Hi, everyone. It's Dave Packer reporting on sports. And it was a wild finish in Thursday night's 11-inning marathon between the Pirates and Cubs.
And Hap hits a pop fly. This will not get the job done. Schwindel hustling back to first as Defoe drops the ball. He drops the ball and the Cubs win the ball game.
The call on WSCR, Sergio Alcantara scampered home after a missed pop-up by Pirates second baseman Wilmer Defoe, giving the Cubs a 6-5 walk-off victory. Chicago earns its third straight win, while Pittsburgh's losing streak extends to 3. After dropping the first two games, the Red Sox salvage a series split against the Rays.
Here's the pitch, and a line drive right field, and it gets down for a hit. Rosarena grabs it on a hop. A run will score.
The call on WEEI. Boston shuts out Tampa Bay 4-0. Bobby Dalbec drove in two runs for the Red Sox, and Boston maintains a two-game lead over the A's for the second AL wild card. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud had a shaky start in Thursday night season opener against Minnesota, throwing a quick interception in the first quarter, but he turned things around after the half.
Stroud with a snap, rolling to his right to throw. Back near the 50, shoots that one up the left side of the field. Hits Olave at the Minnesota 10 to the 10-yard line. 5 and into the end zone goes Chris Olave.
The call on the Ohio State Sports Network. Stroud passed for 295 yards and 4 TDs, and the fourth-ranked Buckeyes beat the Gophers 45-31. Minnesota star running back Muhammad Ibrahim left Thursday night's game in the third after suffering a lower left leg injury. He played brilliantly before leaving the contest, logging 3 carries for 163 yards and 2 touchdowns. Elsewhere, number 22, Coastal Carolina, drubbed Citadel 52-14. Number 24, Utah, beat Weber State 40-17. And ASU stumped Southern Utah 41-14. Dave Packer, ABC.
Kansas high school football teams officially kick off the season Friday as Valley Heights was forced to cancel a game with Marysville. Marysville will kick off at Beloit Friday. Live broadcast coverage, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile app. K-Prep's pregame at 6:30 pregame ahead of a 7 o'clock kickoff. Frankfort entertains Washington County. Hanover's host Pike Valley. Axtell entertains Wheatland. Lynn has a game now with Solomon. Miller Odell's at HTRS. And Johnson County is at Southern. COVID-related quarantine issues forcing cancellation of the Valley Heights Marysville football game Friday. Marysville has scheduled a game Friday at Beloit. 7 o'clock kickoff live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights game on September 10th has been rescheduled.
It's Midget Madness at the Washington Speedway this weekend. The need for speed starts Saturday and Sunday with hot laps at 7:30, racing at 8. A-class winged, non-winged, sportsman, restrictor, and junior sprints, plus trucks on Saturday. It's a blast to go this fast at the Washington Speedway, the race place. Follow them on Facebook at Jay Husker Racing.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A USDA report forecast increased farm income for 2021. Net farm income forecast to increase by $18.5 billion or 19.5%. At $113 billion, net farm income would be at its highest level since 2013 and 20% above the 20-year average of $93.9 billion. At inflation-adjusted 2021 dollars, USDA expect net farm income to rise $15 billion in 2021 from the previous year. Now, USDA expects net cash farm income to increase by $23.8 billion, or 21.5%, to $134.7 billion in 2021. Net cash farm income encompasses cash receipts from farming, as well as farm-related income like government payments minus cash expenses. Lower direct government payments and higher production expenses this year expected to only partly offset the higher cash receipts. The expected decrease is largely because of lower supplemental and ad hoc disaster assistance for COVID-19 relief in 2021 compared to last year. USDA predicts production expenses to increase 7.3% to $383.5 billion in 2021. And USDA is seeking comments regarding the labeling of meat and poultry products made using cultured cells derived from animals. USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service published an advance notice of proposed rulemaking yesterday to solicit comments. FSIS will use those comments to create future regulatory requirements for labeling of the food products. In May of 2019, USDA and FDA announced a formal agreement to jointly oversee the production of human food products made using animal cell culture technology then derived from the cells of livestock and poultry. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large three-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday, selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles. 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons. Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques including guns, toys, and more. Sale concludes Monday, September 6th, with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at Klein Realty and Auction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for the Larry Steckline Report. Hats it to our partners at Cape News.
We find out that Bayer has pulled glyphosate from the U.S. market. Well, that's what we're going to talk about on this Steckline Report. Sure, appreciate you joining us. Bayer to pull glyphosate from the U.S. market. But it's lawn and garden only, not agriculture. So don't get carried away, those of you who are using it on the farm, and there's a lot of it that is being used there. And there's a lot of it that's being used for lawns, golf courses, and other items such as that. In fact, I was shocked to see that Bayer has admitted more than 90% of the Roundup litigation claims that Bayer has faced in recent years has come from the U.S. residential lawn and garden market business segment, and is what led to the companies deciding to abandon it. 90%, more than 90%. Now, that's a shocker. A lot of people, those who don't know much about the world of agriculture, blame farmers for the problems that Roundup has had. And, yes, I suppose we're guilty some, but it sure doesn't look like it's to the effect that some of these people have been talking about in the past. 90% of the problems that Bayer has faced in the courtroom has been because of markets other than agriculture. So, farmers, we can still use it, but don't bet we can forever. This herbicide issue is a big one. We'll keep our eyes on it and just hope that there isn't too many things that happen in Washington to put a damper on usage of some of those products that make it so we can grow some stuff on the farm and make it cheaper for those people that go to the grocery store to get things bought. Hey, thanks for being with us. See you next time around.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It takes more than love to care for a loved one. AARP developed a Kansas Family Caregiver Resource Guide as a starting point to help you find the services and support you might need. To order a print copy of this guide, call AARP at 877-333-5885 and request the Kansas Family Caregiver Resource Guide. Or find the guide online at aarp.org/KS Caregiver Resources. Paid for by AARP.
Growing wheat isn't...
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
In some years, there's a bounty of acorns. In others, a virtual drought. A look at one of nature's unsolved mysteries today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 3rd, the 246th day of the year. Actor Dominic West celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1939, Great Britain declared war on Nazi Germany. If you live near oak trees, you may have noticed that they produce a massive amount of acorns in some years and very few in others. Most varieties of oaks produce acorns in a two-year cycle. But in what's called a mast year, they may produce 5 to 10 times the average amount. Exactly what triggers a mast year? No one knows. Scientists won't say it's driving them nuts, but they do admit they're stumped. So keep an eye on the nut-producing trees in your neighborhood this fall. Some extra crunch under your feet may mean a mast year and some very happy squirrels. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Couple rounds of showers overnight. Another half an inch here in our rain-gauged studios. 72 degrees, cloudy, overcast this morning. Highs again around 80 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Stanford and K-State tomorrow go into their season opening matchup on distinctly different streaks after both won 4 games last year. The Cardinal won the last 4 games in a pandemic-altered 4-2 season. K-State lost its last 5 games in its worst season-ending skid since 1989 to finish 4-6. They play Saturday in the home stadium of the NFL's Dallas Cowboys. K-State quarterback Skylar Thompson back for his 6th year at the school after a season-ending shoulder injury last season. KU and South Dakota slug it out in Lawrence tonight. The Missouri Valley Conference has had so much success against schools from Power 5 leagues over the last years that Lance Leipold flat refused to play its teams when he was the head coach at Buffalo. Kansas squaring off against South Dakota tonight at Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. The Royals yesterday with a loss. They'll take on the Chicago White Sox this evening. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas high school football teams officially kick off the season Friday, as Valley Heights was forced to cancel a game with Marysville. Marysville will kick off at Beloit Friday. Live broadcast coverage, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile app. Key Prep's pregame at 6:30 pregame ahead of a 7 o'clock kickoff. Frankfort entertains Washington County. Hanover's host Pike Valley. Axtell entertains Wheatland. Lynn has a game now with Solomon. Miller Odell's at HTRS. And Johnson County is at Southern. Kansas Jayhawks kick off the college football season Friday. We'll begin with the K-Prep's pregame show at 6, Kansas pregame at 6:30, with kickoff at 7, live on FM 95.5. Kansas State's in action Saturday, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Rose in a box, wrapped up in dreams, a card that explains how much your love means, a table for two, with soft candlelight, the words I love you, somewhere in the night, I meant to do that, does that mean a thing? Wanted songs, then I meant to sing. I'd give you the world if you'd give mine back what I didn't do. I meant to do that. Late in the night,
nothing to say. Maybe a call to talk anyway. Oh, letter or two, some words that rhyme to promise you love for now and all time. I meant to do that. Does that mean a thing? If you wanted songs, then I meant to sing. Then I meant to say, I'd give you the word.